Well, you may have just filled in your tax return and handed over dollops of cash to HMRC, but now might be a good idea to start looking towards next year. I know it doesn't sound like a good idea, but Nicola Valentine from CKLG has got a list as long as your arm as to why you should be doing it now. She joins me on the line now. Nicola, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good. Well, I'm back off holiday, so I'm very good, thank you. So, come on then, convince me. We have just paid out a load of money. Why would people be starting to look at the next tax return now?
Yeah, I realise this seems like you've only just done this. It's deja vu. It's time to do it all over again. But we have just had the end of another tax year on the 5th of April. The 2021 to 22 tax year just ended. And I know we all like to leave things to the last minute and put off doing things for as long as possible.
You're looking me straight in the eye as you say that.
Well, if the shoe fits. We all like to leave things to the last minute, but there's absolutely no reason to not do your tax return early. And it's, you know, tax advisors are really busy come January. We're all really busy. We leave things down to the wire. We're trying to scratch around to find those pieces of paper that we hid in a shoebox 9 months ago. Might as well do it now while we're thinking about it. So I just have a few reasons why you might want to think about doing that now.
You say exactly there. I mean, the tax year only ended a couple of weeks ago, so you make the good point. You know, people often do a lot of juggling at that end of the tax year, don't they? On the advice of people like yourselves. It's, oh, you could do this, you could do that. Now you should still have those papers somewhere where you remember where you put them and things like that. It is all still fresh in your mind, isn't it? I know when I fill mine in January and they go, was that this, especially with the pandemic, it's like, was that this year, or was that the year before, or when was it? Because they've all merged into one.
They all blur into one and time does fly. Mm. But right about now, you should be receiving, if you're an employee, your P60. In a couple of weeks' time, you probably get your P11D. You might start getting bank interest statements, broker pack statements, which tell you what you've had for the whole year. They all have to send you these things by the end of June. So you should be getting them sort of over the next sort of couple of weeks and like next month. So rather than like put them somewhere safe, shall we say, that you can never be found again, why don't you pop them in a file all together, send them across to your accountant, or start filling in your tax return straight away, because you're only going to put them somewhere and lose them and have to then re-find them in 9 months' time. And quite often when you're doing your tax return last minute in January, you're trying to find paperwork for something that happened more than 18 months ago in some cases, because it might have happened right at the beginning of the tax year. And it just opens up so much room for error. I once had an inquiry on a guy who accidentally missed off £40,000 from his tax return because he'd just forgotten it had happened, and it happened right at the beginning of the tax year.
So those kind of errors,
just less room for error if you do it while it's still fresh.
But a lot of people worry, don't they, that if you fill in the tax return now, that you're going to get an email in 10 days' time saying, oh, you haven't paid it yet.
Yeah, there's a really good myth there. People seem to think, if I file my tax return now, I'm not ready to pay the tax yet. I'll put it off and I'll save, you know, I'll put that off and I'll wait until I'm ready to make that payment. Filing your tax return tomorrow does not change the payment deadline. The payment deadline would still be the 31st of January 2023. So you still have all that time to plan, prepare. In the current climate of where things are at, with things, prices of things going up and up and up, it's probably a really smart idea this year to know exactly what you've got coming and not have that nasty surprise come January where it's higher than you thought. Or completely on the other hand, it might be a really good idea to do it and you find you're actually due a repayment. Particularly if your profits are down or if things haven't gone so well, now might be the perfect time to file that return, get that repayment, and get that money back from HMRC earlier.
And sort of midway between those two there, of paying your tax and knowing what's coming and maybe getting a return, if your taxes are down, am I right in saying that the payment on account you do in July, you do 50% on account, that's based on last year's figure, because that's kind of all HMRC have got to go on. You've just said, this is my tax for the last year. They're assuming you're going to be pretty much the same this year. If you are going to have less income this year, if you are going to be due to pay less tax, if you know that payment on account in July would be reduced, surely?
Yes, absolutely. So the payments on account system works in that you take the previous year's tax liability and you divide it by two, pay half in January, half in July. If your tax liability for this year has gone down, then you can to your tax return now, and you know exactly what that payment in July is going to be, and it could be lower. So particularly if your profits are down, if you did have a bad year, if you had a lot more expenditure in the last year, if you've got losses to claim, all sorts of things, you might actually find that you, if your tax has gone down this year, get that return in before July, and it means that your July payment can be reduced down. It's a really good way to kind of know what's coming and plan ahead in that respect.
There's no point in keeping it blinkered until January. And you mentioned there, you know, fuel rising and all this, cost of living increases. We've all still got to fire this money when they want it. Okay. Yeah. What else is on the list of reasons why we should then?
So for lots of people, we get lots of requests throughout the year for people who are trying to do mortgage applications, where you suddenly go to a bank to ask for a loan or buy a house. Given how fast things fly off the housing market at the moment, you might have to act quite fast on that. To then suddenly ring your accountant, please can I have my tax return tomorrow? And it hasn't even been started yet. You might, you know, get it done, get it in there now, and you know exactly where it is. And then when you need to provide that data to your mortgage advisor, you've absolutely got it there. So those are things worth thinking ahead if you are thinking about getting finance. Another one, penalties. If you leave it to the last minute and you do miss that deadline in January, penalties can rack up quite quickly. There's £100 for being a day late, and then they start to spiral up the longer you leave it after that. So if you do it early, you don't run into that difficulty area where you're going to get into a penalty. Now, HMRC very kindly for the last 2 years relaxed the penalties because of COVID. We absolutely cannot guarantee that will ever happen again. In fact, we all hope it doesn't happen again, because obviously we don't want another reason to delay because of COVID. So don't rely on that relaxation being there in the future. The penalties are a hard cutoff point at the 31st of January, and it's always worth knowing that you know, getting it done now, you're not going to be in that position. And as I say, if you're using a professional advisor and an accountant, we're hugely busy in December and January. I don't want to tell you how many hours around the clock accountants tend to put in January and December. It can be really hard. And if you suddenly find that you do want to take on a professional advisor to do your tax return for you, then you may find that it's harder to come by in December and January when they are really busy and they might not be taking on new clients. So again, if that's something you're thinking, you don't have an advisor and you're thinking of taking on an advisor to get help and assistance, this is the best time of year to be talking to advisors about getting advice on what you need and getting on board with them now rather than leaving that till later.
And I would go along with that and say, look, this is the moment where you're going to have time to sit down over a cup of coffee and just chat things through, and you might uncover or discuss financial arrangements that someone has that in the heat of the moment when you're faced with a deadline, you just, it could get missed. The client might not mention it, you might not ask the question because you're busy. There could be, it's nice and relaxed, and it probably is going to save you money in the end, the way it sounds to me.
Yeah, come and have a cup of tea and a biscuit and come and talk to us. We can do face-to-face meetings now. More than happy to talk through your tax affairs and over a cup of tea and talk you through things that in the heat of the moment in January, it's going to be literally filing your tax return. Whereas actually now we can discuss your affairs in more detail. Planning can be put into place regardless of whether you're a new client or whether you're an existing client. This is the time to be thinking about putting your planning in place if there are things that you want to be discussing in more detail. While we're in a quieter, shall we say, time of the year for us, and we'd be more than happy to chat through your tax affairs with you in more detail.
And there you go. There's some great advice as to why you should do it now. And my mother was always like that. Just do it now. Why put off to tomorrow what you could do today? Sounds good. Yeah. While I've got you, I don't know if anybody else has been getting these, but there's an awful lot of stuff going around on social media at the moment from companies saying, don't forget to claim your £312 and we can do this for you. If you've worked from home at all in the past couple of years, you can claim £312, click here. Is this all right? What's this about?
Yes, so what they're talking about there is a genuine claim, which you can make if you have at any point in the tax year, or if you work from home and you incurred extra expenses, then you can claim those expenses. If you're not reimbursed by your employer, then you can claim tax relief from HMRC for that. Now, normally it's only in certain circumstances where you've been required to work from home and you have incurred those extra expenses. But for the last 2 years, HMRC relaxed the rule and they said that anyone who's been required to work from home for any point in the tax year can claim this little tax relief. It's £6 per week, and you can claim it for the whole year, even if you were only required to work from home for part of the year. So that's what they're talking about. However, it's a really, really simple claim to make. So if you are a self-assessment tax return filer, you put the claim on your tax return. If you're under PAYE, there's a place on HMRC's website where you can go and fill it in and backdate the claim for the previous year. So as much as there are all of these outfits out there on social media keep advertising, they will take a cut of your £312. So you want to pop that on your own tax return if you do self-assessment, or do the claim on HMRC online. It's really straightforward, and they'll pop it on your PAYE code.
So it is legit, but it's not something you couldn't just do yourself anyway.
Yes, and bearing in mind the 312 is for a higher rate taxpayer, base rate taxpayers don't get that much.
Right, there you go, sound advice. Nicola, always good to catch up with you and the whole team at CKLG. You do all sound a bit more relaxed this time round. It sounds like the rush is a little bit over at least. Let's hope you're enjoying the spring and the summer. For now, Nicola Valentine from CKLG, thanks very much indeed for talking to me.
Thanks very much.